insuring with us anyway, regardless of this statute. So this merely requires that they purchase the insurance through the through our program.
Let me ask Gene, and they made the choice on their own. Apparently, they feel they can get as good or better coverage for less money. Is that about what we're talking about?
Well, that's right. And when this statute was originally developed, it dealt with a specific issue of stables, I believe. And so this just reflects current practice of insurance.
Okay. Representative Phillips.
We've been moving to make the state fair, self-sufficient over the last few years, self-maintained operation. Would this in any way hamper their ability to continue in that motion in case, say, next year or the year after they found a cheaper way to go? Have we locked them into something that...
Mr. Chairman, Representative Phillips, this would require them to purchase their coverage through us. Obviously, if we could purchase that insurance at less cost, we would do that. But that's our overall decision process.
Are they required to go through SAFE?
Yes.
So, okay. Tying into you, which then you're tied to SAFE, doesn't obligate them in a... Okay, thank you.
On page 14, section 30, this was amendment proposed by the department to clarify that the state cannot purchase workers' compensation insurance from any other entity other than SAFE. We are proposing the acceptance of this amendment. It states, adds to Chapter 656, the words page 14A, the changes on line 10 to Chapter 656, which it says, notwithstanding, or as Chapter 278, it in effect just makes it more solid that we're not allowed or permitted to purchase insurance.
Representative Jones.
I move we adopt the amendments proposed by the department at line 40A, section 30, through line 19. Is that correct, or do you wish to include 20 and 21? Your 14A, page 14A.
That's strictly, if I may, Mr. Chair. Lines 20 and 21 are what legislative council submitted, strictly renumbering the section.
So I should include
that's
them.
Part of the original bill. All we're doing on page 14A is making it 30 to 31 relative to adding this new section, if in fact you choose to add this new section.
Oh, I get you. So
it
let's
has
take.
To go numerically.
Okay. Let's take. Then my amendment would be the new section 30, line 40A, page 14 through the bottom of page 14A, line 21.
Representative Jones moves the amendments, including section 30 on page 14, and section 31, page 14A. Discussion on the motion. Is there any objections to the motion?
Mr. Chairman, page 14B, 14C, section 31. Is an amendment introduced by Representative Springer. The effect of the amendment will be to transfer the Crime Victims Fund from the Department of Justice to the Department of General Services. The Department of General Services opposes this amendment, and for the reason that we feel that our role has been to service state agencies. This would get us involved with servicing the public in the sense of a program designed for compensating crime victims.
Gene, didn't you? We had a discussion this morning in my office. Didn't you say there was a bill addressing the crime victim problem?
That's correct, Mr. Chairman. We understand there's a bill in the legislature that deals with the Crime Victims Fund. And that could be a vehicle for dealing with this policy issue.
Discussion on that statement.
Representative
Springer.
I just discussed this concept, along with the one that follows it with members, I think from the first time after we had a chance to review this bill. And I asked that these amendments be prepared to present to the committee the policy issue as to whether or not other funds which the state maintains, which provide indemnification or are like insurance, ought not to be administered by General Services Risk Management, which is in the insurance business. I've had some contact. I don't know if the Attorney General's office is going to speak on this amendment today or not. It's clear, or been made clear to me, that they're not particularly fond of the idea of taking the Crime Victim Fund from Department of Justice and shifting it over to General Services. The second part of my policy issue for review was the Motor Vehicle Accident Fund, and that's a fund also which provides compensation or indemnification to people who've been injured. It's been a matter of state policy for several years now, and I haven't discussed these specific amendments with individual members in terms of whether or not they're warm to the idea or oppose the idea of the amendments. I'm not going to make any motion today on the amendments, although I think I would like, I don't know if the motor vehicles people have, and I don't want to get ahead of the specific Crime Victims Fund now. I haven't heard anything from motor vehicles. I don't know if GSA's position is the same. They don't want that responsibility either. Even if I don't move those amendments in, today, this is a policy issue I want to continue to explore. Whether it's in this committee or another one, it's something
this I'm not This has subsequent to Ways and Means.
Okay.
Representative Phillips.
Well, I appreciate the fact that Representative is bringing these things up for discussion. I was part of the drafting of the original Crime Victims Compensation Bill in 1977. I've seen it moved around, and we've looked for a home for it. Justice has done a good job administering it. I think it's an appropriate place to stay. I'd rather keep it out of General Services, if at all possible. And since you're not going to make the motion, I don't really have to oppose the fact that you're going to do that. But the other issue, the Motor Vehicle Fund, is one that should be discussed because of an administrative problem I understand they're having. And maybe we should look at those things separately. So I don't oppose the fact of looking at them. I would rather think this is not the forum to do it in.
Is there someone from Motor Vehicles here? Would you come up and join these gentlemen, please?
Excuse me.
Representative, are you through, Representative Phillips?
Would it be more appropriate to try to get this bill out and then try to work on that issue separately?
We haven't accepted the motion to amend, so if we don't accept the motion to amend, it doesn't go along with the bill.
Okay.
Representative
McCarty,
yeah, because we could always deal with it later, can't we?
If the committee is satisfied they've had enough discussion on the Crime Victim Fund issue, so be it. Again, I don't think we've had any direct communication from the Department of Justice, although, again, I think it's my sense that they oppose that change. Again, I'm not going to make any motion on that issue, and I guess I'm getting an affirmative nod from Mr. Gary that, yes, they do oppose that amendment. So that, just so we have it officially.
If we don't accept the amendment, if we don't amend the bill.
But I'm just concerned about him, and, you know, he's interested in bringing it up later under some other vehicle and discussing it, and I think it's appropriate.
Thank you.
He's interested.
It's fine if it's okay with the committee, if we want to lay that one aside and move on to what Representative Phillips has referred to as far as the Motor Vehicle Accident Fund. And
okay.
I guess we've got some folks here who can tell us a little bit about that situation.
As one of you gentlemen, identify yourself, and if you'd address that section of the Motor Vehicle Fund.
Well, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Carl Kruger, and I'm manager of our driver records section. And with me is Philip Pratt, who supervises the Motor Vehicle Accident Fund. Any specific questions concerning the fund, I'll relay to Mr. Pratt, but I will say that the Motor Vehicles Division is rather neutral on this amendment. We would leave it up to you and the committee as to what you would feel is best for the people of Oregon, or what would be most cost-effective.
Representative Springer, did you have a question?
If we have a moment, Madam Vice Chair, could I ask Mr. Ruger or Mr. Pratt, maybe just to give us a 1 or 2 minute thumbnail sketch about what the Motor Vehicle Accident Fund is about? I think that would help me, and maybe for members of our audience or committee members who aren't quite as familiar with it, if you could just tell us a little bit about it.
Request one thing before they explain, and that is that General Services tell us just up front, are you supportive, opposed, or neutral on this issue?
Madam Chairperson, we're opposed to the transfer of that fund to General Services. There is a bill, House Bill 2397, dealing with the Motor Vehicles Fund that is currently in the legislature that would be an appropriate vehicle, we believe, to deal with this policy issue.
Okay.
Clarification on that answer, if I may. Are you opposed to this in this bill, or are you opposed to the concept of transferring it all together?
I'm opposed to it in this bill, and we're also opposed to the transfer.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Madam Chairman, Representative Springer and Phillips, the fund was originated in 1941 for the purpose of paying the medical providers for services to people injured in motor vehicle accidents. Since that time, we have been evaluated every legislative session with attendant increases in monies and amounts. At this time, we continue doing our job, which is one of accepting claims from medical providers, hospitals, ambulances, doctors, practically anybody in the medical field who have treated a person injured in a motor vehicle accident, and which after routine billing has found that these people are indigent. They have then the option of submitting a claim to the fund, where the full field investigation is done, after which a determination is made by the fund as to whether the claim is legitimate, whether it is our responsibility. And after that determination is made, we can reimburse the medical provider for monies up to our maximum, which would be $3,000 hospitals, $1,250 to doctors in the aggregate, $250 to ambulances, $500 to nurses and therapeutic services.
Okay.
Who's going to?
What time you receive a request for payment? What type of timeline do you work within payment within 6 months, 16 months, 24 months? What kind of backlog are you working on?
Representative Phillips, the medical provider is by statute required to wait 90 days before they submit a bill to the fund, after which routine processing can take several months. After the determination is made that the medical provider can be paid, we have a present circumstance where the provider has to wait 15 months to receive their monies from the fund.
15 months?
Yes.
So it takes you up just in your term several months to determine whether it's worthy or not. So he's waited 3 months to submit it. Let's say 4 months to, so that's 7 months. Then he's got to wait 15 months, so it's 22 months from injury or acceptance of claim to actual payment. What's the 15 months for?
Representative Phillips, we receive our income from license fees per month. We pay out monies not otherwise needed for services, in-house costs to the providers in their entirety. Under the present circumstance, the license fees are of an amount to create that time, which I might add is not unusual going back, if you will, 5 to 8 years.
Yeah, I'm not being critical of you. If what you're telling me is you have a endowment or cash flow problem, is that what I hear you telling me you have?
Representative Phillips, I believe the medical providers would be in a better position to make that determination I would like to make the comment that we don't receive any complaints.
Well, you've received at least one, because I can call and I called your office and got the word that it was 18 months before you got payment, which, according to what you've just told me, is pretty speedy. But now, to answer the question, though, I guess that my... Do you have a cash flow problem? Is that what the problem is? You don't have enough liquid assets to cover the debts that are sent to you?
Representative Phillips, that is correct.
Okay. And that problem occurred within the last 8 years? You said it's kind of built up?
Representative Phillips, it started out 90 days, approximately 10 years ago. And is at, as you suggested, 18 months at present time.
Have you had General Services or somebody else look at your fund and your procedures to determine what, or maybe Ways and Means, maybe a legislative committee, to determine what might make it more, I don't want to use the term solvent, but you lead me to believe that there might be some problems there.
Representative Phillips, no, we have not. To my knowledge.
Is there, I mean, are you comfortable with the fact that you don't have enough money to cover your debts?
Representative Phillips, yes, this is the way that the fund was set up, and after examination with each legislature, deemed acceptable under the circumstances.
Well, okay. Mr. Chair, I don't know if now's the time to go into this, and perhaps Gene's right that this might not be the bill to put this into, but just on the last few minutes, that I don't know if any of the rest of you are interested in this, but it certainly raises a few questions that we might be able to assist motor vehicles in.
Representative Phillips, may I make a comment?
Certainly.
A year ago, we were at 22 months. And before that, we were at 27 months, but because of an increased funding, we are at the present time, depending on what series of checks are being mailed out, I said 15 months because I signed some letters of acceptance just yesterday, which said 15 months, but we do have others that are 18 months.
Okay. Well, last... the figure I had from your office was 18 months or 15 months. I don't want to quibble over that. I think the process is too long, whether it's 15 or 18 or 27. It's nice to see as you're making some downward progress. But again, I think it's important perhaps we talk about it, but I don't want to tie up the committee's process if there's no one else interested. And I'm not sure that this is the right place to bill to put this into.
I can relate to what they're saying, Representative Phillips. I'm on transportation. We discussed a bill last week to maintain the fund that began in 1941, and I'm sure you're going to get... my support. I supported it in 1981 and 83, both. I think I can understand the concerns of Representative Springer, but... I have to believe that I personally, and I'm only one member of this committee, that this is not the bill for either one of them. Well, actually, all three. We've got three questions here. I want to get out a clean bill, and I'd like to address, if there's any problems with either of those three concerns, address them in a different bill. I understand that there's already the bills that are out there to address these questions.
Chair.
Representative Jones?
I'm not sure I understand what you're talking about. Crime Victims Fund and the Accident Insurance Fund, is there any other that you were talking about?
Motor Vehicle Accident.
Yeah, the Motor Vehicle Accident Fund and the Crime Victim.
And
what?
The Indigents Injured in Motor Vehicles Accident. I mean, the three separate chapters cited.
Okay, so what we're saying is if we put these aside and address them in a later time, then this would... I am interested in Representative Phillips' line of questioning and would be perfectly willing to work with him on another.
You also have another one that addresses tort. So actually, yes. We're talking about four different bills out there
that was mentioned in this bill. So if we've got four bills out there that can address it better, then I would just soon not have it in this bill and send the bill out, because of the basis of what this bill was established for was to create one single fund with two bookkeeping systems to streamline the general services insurance responsibilities. Unless somebody can make a stronger argument than Gene can. But Representative Springer, he's waiting a little time.
Well, I appreciate Mr. Pratt's comments, and certainly Representative Phillips' interest in this area. Aside from how the Motor Vehicle Accident Fund is now being administered, and I'm not trying to be critical, it seems to me like there's a situation there that's sort of not exactly out of your control, but you're doing the best you can with what you've got. I think Representative Phillips is right. We're going to have to deal with that fund question. I don't know what the bill is to do it if we have it. Someone made reference, I think Mr. Snyder said that House Bill 23...
This committee does not have it.
2397, we do not have.
What's that about?
That's the one that Mr. Snyder mentioned, I believe, was the
motor vehicle.
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. As I understand it, that's the one dealing with the increase or of the fees or continuing the surcharge of the fees, I believe.
Okay, I guess the purpose of that is try to restore a little bit more liquidity or try to improve the cash flow situation. That, it sounds like to me, doesn't deal with the where it's going to be administered question, which is what's raised by my amendments. Mr. Snyder, how long does it take you folks to act on a claim?
Mr. Chairman, one of the problems in Representative Springer, one of the problems in handling claims is getting through all of the various insurance coverages that are dealing with a particular situation. When we deal with a liability claim, we are usually the sole insurer involved, so we don't have to wait for other people to pay and other people get involved. As I understand the motor vehicle program is concerned, it's a fund of last resort. And there are many, many kinds of coverages that may apply to a particular situation. So part of the problem with their delay, I'm sure, would be with waiting and making sure what other financial resources are available to a person before they would pay.
Okay. Just a quick comment, I guess. I appreciate your position, Mr. Snyder. I guess, though, this motor vehicle accident fund, if it sounds like anything, it sounds like insurance. You know, if somebody sues the state or brings a claim against the state, they've had a loss and they're expecting the state, if liable, to cover it. What we have with the Motor Vehicle Accident Fund, if a person has a loss and they exhaust other providers, I guess, or other sources, then without showing the state liable, they can make a claim, presumably, and if there's money, you know, the providers are going to get something back. The two aren't identical, obviously, but rather than Motor Vehicles Division, which, you know, registers cars and people and that kind of stuff, it seems to me that this idea of indemnification, insurance, or whatever, really does belong in your shop. I know you disagree with that. If we take it out of this bill and we try to put it in another bill, I expect your position is going to be the same. If it makes it through the process and you folks are successful with your boss, we could have a veto on that. I mean, but I still think that this policy issue needs to be addressed, aside from the solvency of the fund itself. And I would like to see it done in this bill. Because you want this bill, I know.
Because he wants this bill. Further discussion, questions? Okay.
I would be looking for a motion, Mr. Chair. If we want to have more discussion, I'd go ahead and move that the amendments which take the responsibility for the Motor Vehicle Accident Fund and the Indigent Fund, if we're speaking, in fact, of two different funds, which are now under Motor Vehicle Division, that those amendments would shift responsibility for that fund to GSA be adopted by this committee as a part of House Bill 2152.
Motor Vehicle Accident Fund. Wait a minute, let's look at the...
What pages are we
talking about? Would you...
The Indigent
and Motor Vehicle. Maybe it's just one fund. I thought I understood, well, Councilor, or the Chair, to say that maybe we're talking about...
The Chair said too, but I don't know.
Section 30, well, I say section 31, it should be section 32.
Page 14D of the Hammond Gross Bill, line 3, section 32.
ORS
D, as in dog. ORS 445010 refers to the indigents injured in motor vehicles accidents. And page 14F, line 15, section 33 refers to the motor vehicle accident fund.
And those that covers one, two, 3.5 pages.
I believe there are subsequent chapters or sections of the Springer amendments which go along with that, as council has pulled them in as being appropriately cited. I think section 34 on page G.
14G.
14G. That kind of, I believe that they are concurrent sites that council has put in. They drew in.
If
what
you
was
accept the amendment, Representative Springer's amendment, you'd also have to accept section 34. Is that what I'm understanding?
I believe.
It's my sense that that's conforming language, basically. If you go with that policy, but
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is they go together?
That's my assumption.
I might, Mr. Chair, if I point out on section 34, page 14G, lines 13 and 14, they refer specifically to chapter 147, which is the compensation for crime victims
okay.
language. So
take that out.
Isn't
right. Thanks for that. Good point. And wherever, I guess down in 35, when it speaks to Department of Justice, ORS Chapter 147, that's the Crime Victim Fund. That's not part of my motion.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Jones.
But otherwise, except for those references, does this, the amendment that you have proposed, take us all the way through 14I?
I believe so, although 14I appears just to be a change in the section number if the balance of the amendments have been adopted and created new sections. Then it would have to be adjusted to
fit. Right. But basically it's the balance of the amendments except for the crime victims. Is that right?
That's my understanding, yeah.
So we're actually...
To the balance of the bill.
Yeah, to the balance of the bill. Okay, yeah... Representative Springer's moves that we accept the amendments beginning actually on page 14B, which is called section 31, all the way through to the Christy?
Excuse me, I don't believe, section 14B, page 14B, section 31 is the compensation for crime victims. That's Department of Justice. So
14B okay. or section 32.
Okay, I apologize. Restate your motion. We've been switching pages.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, it's the intent of my motion that the policy is that we take the Motor Vehicle Victim Fund from Motor Vehicles Division and put it in GSA, and I believe that's accomplished by adopting language in the sections 32, page 14D through 14I, and but deleting any references to chapter 147, which relates to the Crime Victim Fund.
Okay. Any discussion on the motion? Representative Peterson.
Yes, a question of Representative Springer. Would you once again go through, since obviously it's not supported by General Services, the philosophy of why this move is important or why you think this move is a good one?
Well, without trying to get into, I think, some issues that Representative Phillips has discussed in terms of the cash flow problem, which apparently may be addressed in another bill, 2397, it seems to me that what it is this fund exists for is like insurance or indemnification. And I'm satisfied that if there's any place in state government where there are experts about insurance and indemnification, it's General Services Administration. It seems to me that Motor Vehicles Division, again, without being critical of the way they've run the program, it just You know, it's kind of like a fish out of water. I don't think it really belongs there. It belongs under the agency, which has the expertise in terms of, again, insurance and indemnification kinds of programs. And that's kind of where I'm coming from.
Thank you. Representative Jones.
While I have no opinion at this point as to where it ought to be, my concern is that I don't think I have had adequate time to address the whole question of what needs to be done to fix a problem, if in fact we do have a problem or a perceived problem. I guess I'm not in a position right now to know if this is the correct solution. I would support the committee taking a further look at the issue, and maybe that would be an appropriate thing to do at a later hearing. And use either a vehicle we have or produce a vehicle to do something further with the funds. But at this point, without further information, I wouldn't be able to support that.
Further discussion? Representative Phillips.
Well, we've seen the tip of the iceberg. We understand that the Transportation Committee is looking at it. We know there's something there. We're all trying to be real polite to DMV and not being critical of you because of a perceived problem and looking for the appropriate place for this fund that's been with you since 1941. I find myself, or where has it been since inception?